We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right, we are off into hour number two. Go to towardanarchy.com to follow along. Look for October 30th. You see my guest is Dr. Dean Lloyd. And do us a favor, visit republicbroadcasting.org. Support the network. It's imperative to Dr. Dean Lloyd and I that you do so. Otherwise, we're not able to do this once a month and come here and talk about these things and really give you an insight into yourself and how easy life can really be when you understand yourself and your own mind and your own direction, and don't let the fears, confusion, misdirection, lies, ignorance, stupidity of everybody else, but in particular the system, the government, those that just go along to get along, that follow along, that don't know any better, letting them influence who you are instead of if they can, they should. All those things should influence you in some way to act or do things differently in your own life, but they shouldn't direct it. It seems to me that you, your thoughts, your vision of who you are should be primary and first. And generally speaking, that's okay. There are some people who are a little bit confused about what that means and how far you can take your reality and how important you might be as an individual. But to have these conversations, we can't do it without the network, and it's easy to support the network. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, right up near the top of the page in the center at the top is the RBN store. You click on there. Those are all the products and services that you can participate in, receive through the RBN store, all that perfect win-win situation where the advertisers have this product or service, and they work with us to get that information to you. You find out about it, you buy it, and that circle, that cycle, it's a perfect circle. It is. It truly is a perfect circle of balance there, and it's kept this network going for a long, long time, and hopefully many, many years to come. So do that, republicbroadcasting.org. Support the network and keep our voices and all the other voices being here every day, every minute of every day, something going across the network, some voice coming across the network, an idea, a truth, a reality that's important. Just those ideas, those thoughts in and of themselves are important. TowardAnarchy.com, if you want to follow along with the show. We're trying something different today. This is the first time that we're going to do this. And if you're ready, Dr. Lloyd, we'll invite some people in there to join the chat. And so we have a chat and go room set up, and we know people across the network, most of you already have them because many other shows across the network already have chat and go pages that they regularly participate in. And this is specific to the topic of you know, the body of as a temple or a prison, the things that we're talking about. If you're on topic and you have a question or a comment about what it is Dr. Dean Lloyd and I are chatting about with our voices, and you want to chime in text, jump in there and say hi. And I haven't used it in a while, so I don't know exactly what you have to do, but I don't think that you have to necessarily do anything that you have. You know, there's nothing that you have to do that you don't have to do in any other page website, whatever that you want to interact with, you know, sign up and create yourself a little ID and jump in and start chatting if you don't already have one. But I know, like I say, a lot of people across the network already do have one of the Chat and Go pages. It's acutone.chatandgo.com. The link is also at towardanarchy.com under October 30th. If you have to click the episodes button, 2022, October 30th, it'll be there. There'll be a link to it. It's the third or fourth link down the page as you scroll down there. Red link, join Dr. Lloyd and myself in real-time chat and Chat and Go, where we'll answer your questions about the body as a temple or a prison. And again, you know, try to stay out of time. This is a reason that I don't participate in the chat room. There's one for this show. I don't participate in it. I have before over the years, and the conversation is very limited. There is a very that's why it makes it such a good. I don't know if you know this, Dr. Lloyd, or not. That's what makes the chat room the better option than sort of trying to have people call in and participate in the show, because it's just the simple fact that you can weed out all these other things that tend to get lumped into the conversation in the chat rooms. So we have it all set up for you if anybody wants to jump in there and join the conversation. I'm going to have to get signed in. It's been a long time since I even used my Chat and Go ID. I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's all welcome that we get the intelligent discourse. I'm usually encountering questions that are so obvious to me, but they need people.
That's okay, though. That's all, yes. Right. That's fine. Easy answered questions. Got no problem with that. What, you know, the bigger problem is the people that are just not on topic. These are the people that want to be heard about their thing, that have to have it. And anytime you open up the doors, that's what you're going to get. So I'm excited for the ability to do it, because I know there are people who will have some serious, honest questions. I know that they do all the time, and we get questions in email and people will call, but we don't necessarily take that. You know, there are definitely people out there that are interested in not just hearing, but in participating and asking questions and really wanting. Surely they have, all those heads out there have to be able to come up with a thought or a question or an idea that we're not able to cover.
Well, and that's why we're here learning together. I would not, you know, present something unless I had total understanding, true control of it. Because when I do, I not only fool myself, so much is being done to see how people can be controlled. Because this is really what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. How can we, you know, use energy that's in our population to be able to control them. And it's not so hard to do when you know what the programming has been for people. You know, programming has been that we give our power away. Programming has been that we don't question authority. And if you do, then, you know, you're perceived as being somebody that needs to be squashed or eliminated. I'm enjoying just watching. It's kind of amusing watching this. Is Kanye West? Is that how you say his name?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm watching how the all of his privileges or of his you know, abilities of you know, exercising his business deals or his career are being taken to task, and he's being you know, exiled. he's being cut off of these different things. And for the audience that doesn't know that, he's speaking out very much against an opposing force that, you know, covers under the Jewish quote unquote agenda that he's making, you know, all these remarks about. Well, if it wasn't such a big deal, or if it wasn't you know, something that wasn't up for debate. If he was making statements like that, then why is it that it's being taken to task with such extent of him being cut off from his bank accounts and his business dealings and all these things? Well, why would that be an issue if there wasn't something to defend?
Right.
In other words, if you have to hide, let's have a debate about it. Okay, tell us where your position is and what evidence you have. Because the one thing I will not tolerate is somebody wanting to have a discussion or wanting to literally argue with me based on what they don't know. In other words, you have to make sense. If you're going to talk to me, I will open up the debate, and I'm excited about taking on questions. But the one ground rule that I have is that your question has to make sense. It doesn't have this, nonsense behind it. And that's going to be something for us to discern. But what I am offering is something that humanity has been wanting for thousands of generations. What an audacious statement that is. In other words, I'm wanting to be challenged. I'm at a time and place where I have so much to offer. What is with our high-tech world, the high technology and the primitive emotional patterns that are running the show, and how people have been sucked into these give away your power, attitudes, that's got to stop. And I want to speak to what individual security is about so we can make this quantum step, this quantum leap into the realization of our human potential. Wow, wouldn't that be amazing? All these people with the incredible background and knowledge in science and engineering and all these beautiful things, not being run by these primitive emotional patterns that have been, had them by the short hairs most of their whole life, right? So what I'm going to be able to do is catch where the blocks are, where the mislabeling very often, like antidepressants, that's not a proper definition of that drug. It isn't an antidepressant. It doesn't do that. And semantics being a very important part of our thing. And I'm going to clear it up for people. I want these questions to come in if they're making sense, and I'll address them. I mean, if there's something you want to challenge me on, let's discuss that. But I right now want to take a step into the human security, the true human security, and what that all means, because we're really dealing with that. We've got a lot of insecurity, especially those that are assuming to be running the show. They're so insecure that they cling to their position as who they identify themselves as. And that's all that matters. But power has no mind of its own, right? Power is half of the trip here. The other half is consciousness. So let's not mislabel things. Let's understand where our attention and power is going. Because if we continue to give power to the fear, and it's going to be the biggest drain that we've ever experienced, and we will be constantly, in that state of struggle. I'm reaching my potential in new ways constantly. I recently gone through a fast, and I went through a detox, and I had to realize that there was a lot that I had to catch up on myself as far as clearing out what was, gumming up the works. And even though, Michael, I have a clean diet, I have a clean-ish lifestyle, there was still a lot that came out of me during that fast. And I'm regaining my strength little by little, but I realized that I had to take the time to stop the process of acquiring or harboring toxins, because we're in a toxic world. And even though you might have a clean diet, you still have to take command by doing things like fasting. And that's my personal one of my big disciplines that I stand by. In fact, my medical meeting last month was on rational fasting, which is a very important part of our healing process, because we have to give the body a deep rest, an ability to catch up with itself. But it should be done intelligently. So maybe a future discussion can be focusing on some of the detoxification methods. But right now I want to speak to the human, true human security. Okay, I know I did quite a rant there, but
I'm trying to set up the chat room thing anyway while you're talking, so
okay. Let me read this little mm-hmm. excerpt, please, and then I'll go into some of the ways that we can help direct our energy consciously. Okay.
All right.
True human security. This is page 98, by the way, of Cruising the Epiphany Highway. Okay, this is where I wanted to get to last month, but didn't have time for. So
gotcha.
Okay, true human security. Your true security as an individual comes from understanding how to control your mind. By control, I don't mean by suppressing, avoiding, escaping, or any other form of denial of your inner discomfort. When you can move at will to any degree or combination you choose, only for as long as you choose, in and out of your senses, feelings, and thoughts, or when you can remain consciously centered in the moment, exquisitely aware of everything going on within and around you without feeling compelled to mentally label, define, cross-associate, and or emotionally project, then you are truly secure. Then, because you have attained such controlled access, you are no longer worried that someone can emotionally con you to feeling guilty, ashamed, and or obligated. Then you can change your mind whenever it suits you. Then you can come and go at will. Comfortable with your inner freedom, if given the opportunity to play, you will play for all it's worth, because you are no longer afraid that anyone can emotionally trap or cheat you.
I like that. So,
yes. Now,
I'm a fan of that idea. I think we get that a lot. I think that's exactly what happens, is we do get trapped and we get cheated by ourselves and by people around us.
That, and so this is my main message today, is that I'm calling to be challenged on this, because inner security may appear to be how much money you make, what position you hold in society, be it maybe an attorney or maybe the head of a CEO of a company or something like that. My job is not to control people. It's to give them the tools so they can do what they want once they have their choices available to them, because most people are in their box minus one, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
They're not conscious that they have inner workings, inner ability to stop what is drawing them in, because we're driven by our fears, right? If you have a fear of, you know, in medicine, for example, of getting, let's say, hepatitis or getting a COVID or something like that, then the knee-jerk reaction is, well, what's going to protect me? Well, I'm going to get protection because I'm told that if I take an injection of some substance, that it'll force my immune system to respond to that evil disease. Okay? Well, without educating yourself, you haven't done your homework by knowing that what you're trying to accomplish is going to be accomplished. You don't know that. So here we have the red flag number one, is that when you don't understand and you insist you understand, you're controlled. You're controlled by ignorance. This is why it's taken its toll on so many people right now, is that with these so-called vaccine injuries and the danger that has caused them, is that the people were not educated. Their authority figures were not, they didn't do their proper due diligence and had some other intention, because if they were to educate, they would have said things that were based on some foundation of scientific provable fact, and it wasn't.
Right.
Okay, there was no proof of any of this. There was no studies. There was no even disclosure of what was in these things. So we are now fighting back way after the fact, way after the damage. And there's been so much collateral damage and more to come, in my opinion. We're going to be dealing with this for years to come.
Sounds like it.
It is that the degradation of things that were good in my medical in the medical system are being thrown out. Much of the medical system is based on fear, and it is not serving humanity. Okay, that's why I had to leave the current or the programs that I was participating in, because I saw that I was severely limited in my ability to address the patient's needs. I was inner security took me to a place of being isolated in some sense, because I had to stand alone in a field that was, you know, literally making me a slave in white coat if I was to follow their agenda. And I said no. So it put me in a position where I had to make a conscious shift in what I was doing. I didn't know where it was going to lead me. I was a bit of a maverick, but and I don't recommend doing it that way necessarily.
Right.
but it was very challenging, because you're dealing with doing something that is wholly unique. It's kind of like you're a pioneer of sorts in this field, where you've got all this incredible technology. You know, we can do blood tests, and we can do MRIs, and we can look things under a microscope and see their interactions and know what mitochondrial functions are about, and all these wonderful things. But how do you integrate all of this knowledge if you don't have the fundamental of understanding how the mind works? This is what I'm talking about. The human security, the human crucible, is something that cannot be fooled. The worst that someone can do is give you the tools to fool yourself.
Fool this out, yes.
And they cannot fool you. So I'm wanting very much to be, and this is something that Dr. Rosen and I were working on for 28 years. He was my dear friend for 38 years, and we had been working on this project for 28 years. Talk about dedication.
Right?
Yeah. And he was... So he gave it his all. I mean, every bit of his being was in this. And we'd made a pact. We said, it's all or nothing for us, Dean, and we'd do it. And we're going to continue to make this known, is that I have answers where people don't even have questions for yet. And that's the uniqueness of Cheer. Okay? Is that we are in a process of consciously integrating the mind with the body, and that requires a little bit of courage and a little bit of heart to start that. And our healing depends on it. That raises our vibratory frequency that makes host receptivity to the things that you want available to you rather than the things you don't. And this is part of building the foundation for your temple. This is the health. This is what I'm talking with. I'm not going to give you health if I'm constantly trying to control your body's own healing processes. And it requires that you become emotionally aware, and I mean that, feelings in motion, emotionally aware of what is holding you back. If ever you're getting doubt, fear, confusion, anxiety, guilt, shame, any of these things, then you know that there's something you don't understand there. So what I have to remind is that the body works on feelings, and the feelings control the trip. But when you don't have an understanding of what is blocking your energy, i.e. frustration, right? You're frustrated that, gosh, you know, I went to the supermarket and I paid over a third as much as I did when I, you know, did months ago. That it can build up. it builds up on that, right?
It's funny that you say that, because it just happened to my wife the other day. I've been walking around for the last 2 years saying, you know, food prices are up about 30% across the board. And she went shopping with me yesterday, and she just every time said, why is this so expensive? This was only this so much, you know, just this much just the other day.
And that's because it isn't being run by intelligent people. It's being run by primitive emotional patterns and people who have either clueless to understanding how the mind works. They're just basing it on how much power they can acquire.
Oh, and they're acting in response to, they're not being proactive. There's no proactivity. There's no preparing in any of these people. They just do that. Whoever it is, whether it's a local grocery store or whoever, they just go on about their day in a very mindless way, not consciously aware of what it is they're doing or why they do it or how or what they would do in the event something changed in what they have to do.
Well, that's it. It's being brought to the such a destructive collateral damage point that there'll be no other choice but to change direction. I was hoping to prevent some of that collateral damage in my own medical profession when I started teaching in 99. I will say I had some success because I was able to make some changes that I was capable of doing, but I can't do this alone. You know, there are doctors in my circle. I have a medical meeting that I hold every month that covers topics. Like I just mentioned, rational fasting was last month. This month was enzyme therapy. And Michael, we're dealing with the kind diseases we don't have names for yet. We're really literally dealing with combinations of symptoms that we're not able to respond to making a label with an accurate label, and we're seeing gut disorders, which is my next month. Mm. That people are taking, for example, probiotic therapies that have diabetes, and they normally would be treated with this, but they're rejecting the therapy. It's just mind-boggling, and we're seeing this as a new development. And remember, much of our immune system is in our gut.
Right.
Okay. And what we're seeing is dysregulation of a multiple systems that are not typical. And doctors are not looking in the right places for these things because they don't know where to look.
Mm.
Okay. And there was a good show that was aired just last week, and have to give credit where credit's due, and Jeff Rentz had his guest Erica Khan on this show and mentioned it. We're finding that iron dysregulation, and this ties into the topic, I don't want to go too far off, but iron dysregulation is a huge part of the problem we're experiencing with so many people having problems that are immune related, cardiovascular related, related to mitochondrial function. I mean, the list is huge. But what we're discovering is that if alterations are made in the immune system that are not correctable, and we're perceiving that it's not correctable, then those that are making discoveries and trying to correct the problem, you first have to understand what we're dealing with here. If we're dealing with a system that is being forced to break the integrity of the red blood cell apart, and the oxygen goes one direction and the iron goes another, we have a cascade of dysregulating functions. And this is not what the doctors are typically aware of. And that's just one point that their doctors aren't looking in the right place for the problem.
Yeah, right. We gotta go into a break. You'll have to hold that thought. We'll come right back here on Toward Anarchy with Dr. Dean Lloyd.
handle the truth.
Homeowner, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
With a real new lawsuit, or
real talk,
your lender
real
has coerced
people.
You
because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Been days that confused for so long, it's not true. Wanted a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know. Soul of a woman was created below.
Make a few changes there. It wasn't exactly right. That was just the link to your information, Dr. Lloyd. If you go to towardanarchy.com and you look for October 30th, and from now on, each month when we have a conversation with Dr. Lloyd here, we will do this. We will add the chat room. We have one in there. It's set up now. If you go to towardanarchy.com, you click on October 30th and scroll down just a little bit, there's the link there that says join us. It's the only place where you'll be able to get to it. It'll only be on the page that week, because the chat room is specific to the conversation with Dr. Lloyd and I. And so it'll be just ours, just the two of us and you in the chat room there. You click on that link, it'll open a new window,
And in that window will be the little chat page. And I'm in there now, and a few other people are in there now. You might have to reload. You might have to click refresh if you had already visited and the link wasn't quite there. It wasn't, it was just taking you to information about Dr. Lloyd instead of actually taking you to the chat room. While Dr. Lloyd was filling us in there, in that last little bit, I took a few minutes and put together the rest of it. And so now we have it all in there, and you can say hi, you can chat with people in there. Yeah, so that'll be available.
That correction, I checked myself and now it's working. So thank you.
Yeah, it seems to be working, and there are a few people in the room now. So
can I just finish my point and then drop.
Yeah, bring it of right course. To the,
thank you. Just to illustrate the point where I was talking about this iron problem is, and I forgot to mention why it was happening, but it is, all evidence is pointing to this S protein that has been being produced by the body forcibly now. Or it is the S protein itself acquired in some manner, but it is causing this change in the red blood cell that's causing it to die. And I'm bringing this around to the point that when there is a belief that is carried by an entire medical profession without understanding the mechanism, it becomes a cult.
Well, that's it. That's the entire, let's just be honest, that's the entire vaccine industry.
Yeah, but there's so much invested in it that what is keeping them from changing is fear. Fear is the primary tool, because once they can take power away from you, they acquire more power. You see, it's this vicious cycle. Of there's so much been invested in the medical profession, in the drug industry, mm-hmm. and all of that it becomes based on that whole premise, that whole foundation. I had a colleague of mine years ago, a doctor who was an MD, who went more towards the naturopathic side of things, and we'd been, friends for some years. And he went to one of these workshops that we have continuing education units, Michael, just like many other professions, like teachers and,
Sure. I hope so.
Yeah. And so we go to these different, classes, be they on thyroid treatments or be they on new understanding of cardiovascular treatments and things like this. And he was at one of these meetings, and I was talking to him about, he seemed completely, on board in regards to almost all of these other issues that he had not been trained in, right? And naturopathically speaking, or, nutritionally speaking and so forth. About a year and a half later, I met up at his office, and we were having a conversation, and I found out that he's just started taking antidepressants. And what had happened was that his mind had gone to a place where it was so outside of his training and his indoctrination, if you won't mind me saying. But what had happened was that he had convinced himself that he did not have the tools to overcome what he was dealing with in regards to depression. Now, I'll just say one brief point about that. You've never met a depressed person that's full of vitality. Depression has a lot of different mechanisms, but you won't find, they may be outright, lunatic, crazy.
Well, they get manic. Yeah, manic is different.
Yeah, but you won't find people that are full of vitality and depressed at the same time. Mm. That's not how it works. So he was, and I wanted to present this topic to him, but he had convinced himself, because of his genetics that he was missing what is needed to properly produce enough serotonin, which is one of the mood hormone regulated hormones with dopamine. And so if you are deficient in that area, he took this SSRI thinking that he was genetically altered in a way where he couldn't correct it. Now, this is somebody who had gone over to, and I do mean to say we have to draw the line somewhere, over to the other side of his indoctrination of the pharmaceutical model, because that's what we're dealing with, fear-based pharmaceuticals. They may be used to save your life in an emergency, but they'll never make you stronger. Keep in mind that these are forcing your body into a place, not allowing. And you can use them to help break cycles. This is generally speaking here. But what we have to do as a humanity, as humanity starts to evolve and grow up from this indoctrination, is that we cannot be based in fear. You must stop yourself if you truly do not understand what mechanisms are involved, even though you may be heavily invested in the industry or in the field. I call it the healing arts, but it's been made into a medical industry, and industries make money. Okay. And so what is so important to understand is that your prison could be drug induced. It could be that it's forcing you. Now, you might need it for a period of time. I'm not saying that everybody should be off of medication. You might need it. But we have to understand that our bodies were born with the ability to consciously direct our energy in a way that we can move ourselves into a place of being stronger, more consciously aware, being able to choose, having inner security, and being comfortable with ourselves. I'm not speaking to this in hypothetical places. I'm speaking from knowing, because I feel tested it. And when I do, and I come from this place, this is where I'm wanting to be challenged. I'm wanting to bring the medical profession up to a higher educated place, but they must understand how these mechanisms work and how they were programmed, because until that happens, it'll be scientific reductionism, and the collateral damage will just, it'll snowball. We're going to be in such a hurting place that, you know, all this nonsensical, you know, direction that we're going, I mean, it's so unnecessary, Michael. I could just, you know, story after story, I could illustrate this example.
But see, you know, maybe you know the answer to this question. I've seen the word once before. I don't know what it is. I've never been able to come up with the word again. But there is a word for people like us who believe that life is easy when it's hard for everybody else. There's something wrong with us. We're in the wrong. It's not that it actually is this easy. It's really as hard as all those other people make it out to be.
Yeah.
And us people who are living it quite easily, we're the ones who are wrong. I don't know what the word is. I saw it somewhere before. I didn't think anything of it at the time that I saw it, and I don't know if it's directly related or if it's generally related, but it's to that notion that it's somebody like ourselves who would have the audacity to say, if I can do it, you can do it too.
Yeah, well, you're talking about emotionally integrated, and you've successfully combined, and this is something that has baffled scientists, very, very bright and intelligent, you know, PhDs and Carl Jung and all these people that have commented and made point that the mind and the body have never been truly integrated before. In other words, I'm suggesting that, you know, a lot of these very well-educated people that have this background realize that there's still something off. in there, because if you keep trying to promote people's dysfunction and making them adapt to that dysfunction, you're not getting emotionally integrated, comfortable, and physically or adaptable. You're not flexibly adaptable at that point. You're locked in. Okay? And this is what you're referring to. Now, I'll give a little thought into the word you're referring to, you're thinking of.
I don't know.
But I probably would recognize it if I heard it. But this is why whenever we talk about making our body the temple, we have to honor, first and foremost, that the most important thing in healing is asking for help, and that you are taking those steps to make it possible for that to occur. And a lot of people are so bought into picking on themselves and locking themselves into the thought process that they'll never overcome their insecurities or never be able to adapt it, then that's what they will attract to them. That's what I'm saying, is that until that cycle is broken and the medical profession has been supporting the dysfunction, this is part of the method of taking power away from you, is that everything we can do to fool you, it causes you to be sucked in by, you know, our belief system. Belief is when you formulate an idea. It is not knowing. It's different. Belief and knowing are different. When you understand it, like I was saying in that previous excerpt, through inner security, what we're referring to, if I can state it without any interruption of energy, when it's verbalized intellectually, which is important to note, because if we can't intellectually make sense of it, okay, it reduces our experience. But when we expand our intellect, which is that which we form in symbols, letters, words, music, whatever, we can expand our experience. And I'm here to explain how that process works, because what you know is, so you can't, no one can fool you. I come back to the same thing, is that so much energy is being wasted in this, the draining, that you have to give your power away. But until you take it back, we can't have balance. And this is part of what's being played out right now, is fears that people have been holding on to their whole life of not being empowered, not having the ability to make decisions or think on their own behalf, or make, you know, critical thinking, like you mentioned in education earlier, right? The critical thinking element has been all but squandered completely in the education system. And there's multiple references to that, but I don't want to mix up too many topics. I just want to remind people that whenever you get these places where you truly, and you're being honest, right? This is a show, Michael. One of the things I admire about you, and please take a compliment when it's warranted, is that you strive for honesty.
Well, thank you.
You do not want to be, you don't want to buy into other people's trip. You want to literally, really think for yourself. You want to draw people to you that are like you, that have their own thought processes. And if it makes more sense, look, hey, there's something I need to learn, I'll, you know, kneel before the teacher and say,
well, that's it, right? Because it invites that challenge. It invites that, well, okay, so I'm putting my ideas, I'm putting my truth out there. They're right out here for anybody to analyze, criticize, whatever you feel you need to do, have at it. Do it, and do it honestly. Do it directly, and let's have the conversation about why you think the way you think you do. And is there something that I need to clarify? Is there another thing that I need to touch on that will make my understanding of things a little clearer to you?
Well, that's about being flexibly adaptable and open, and nothing's going to change if we're all locked into this you know, position. But remember, this requires a bit of our own integrity, our own, and we have to call on that. It doesn't come up unless we initiate it, right? If you're stuck in that place where I'm going to give my power away, and I'm talking about the adult soul here. I'm not talking about, you know, those that don't have really any experience to be able to reflect on. I'm talking about those that have had experiences, and I caution people not to get wrapped up in the experience, right? If you've experienced it, don't go dummy up and, you know, keep repeating the same, you know, nonsensical or the part that didn't work. if you've got something like this, coworker of yours or this partner of yours, all right, you're not going to go back to the same thing, or you go dummy up. Mm. You'll recognize the warning signs, right? The red flags kind of thing.
Well, it's a lot harder when it's not happening to you. It's a lot easier to ignore that it's happening when it's not happening directly to you. I would see it coming a mile away if it was happening to me myself.
So another point off of the heels of what you just said is that when it's not happening to yourself, we watch a lot of suffering going on around us.
Mm.
And we hurt for people that are in our lives that we really would wish that they would reach out to us, you know, and ask for our help if they were willing to accept it. But we cannot intervene. We cannot do one thing, and that is give people the desire to change their life. And I also want to add to that, and that is, what's the rush? Why are we as humans so seduced by getting life over with? You know, rushing, you know, rushing and hurrying up and getting things, you know. I see this so often, is that people push themselves into these places that they push themselves into a dysfunctional place with so not needing to do that. But this is what I'm saying, is that whenever you buy into your own trip, and I think you liked this the last time I said it, when you don't buy your own trip. If there's something that makes it more sense to you as you get further along the road of experience, enjoy the trip. Enjoy life. If I'm not enjoying my life, I can't tell you how to, right? Or
I certainly don't believe you can. I think there are a lot of other people who think that it's possible. I don't believe it's possible, no.
No. You've got to draw on your own experience so that you can have the knowing that you can move your energy in a direction that makes sense to you. Because when you do, you will be empowered. You'll be more empowered than you ever imagined. And getting out of that place of saying that I'll never... Because people deal with obstacles in three ways. They either accept the crap. Number two, they look at it and try to make sense of it. Or number three, you overcome it. So if you overcome it, you can put your own unique signature on it, right? You can dress the way you feel like dressing and look the way you feel like looking. One thing my father said when I was just first couple years of high school, he says, Dean, something about the way you walk is that you walk the way you walk and you don't care about how anyone else perceives you walking. In other words, you walk with a direction and don't care what anyone else thinks.
I love that sentiment, because there's one of my favorite all-time lines, and stuck with me since the second I heard it, and it's so anarchist. It's in Goodfellas when they're talking about Big Pauly, and he says that Pauly moves slowly because he didn't have to move for anyone. And that was that is just the most anarchist thing I've ever heard. You know, I'm moving at my own pace because I don't have to move for anyone. If you want to move at a different pace, take your happy butt around me and don't push me out of the way. Don't encourage me to move faster. None of that. Just you go at your pace. You go on your own path and don't let me block you because I'm certainly not trying to.
Yeah, and we want to that's a good point, is that we all move at our own pace. Why is it that we're so fixated on, you know, rushing everything? You know, I would hope that that message is made clear, because the healing process may take a long time. I've gone through stages. I may have mentioned this earlier to you about seizures that I had as a youth, and it took me years to overcome, but I did overcome them. But it was so long. I had the feeling that it would never change, that I would always have this impediment. It was horrible.
That's a scary idea. Yeah, I know that feeling. That I did. Oh my God, I'm going to have to live with this for the rest of my life. I can't believe that I'm going to have to. Yeah,
it's huge, and a lot of people are going through that kind of fear right now. They're having the cognitive dissonance, and that's running around with their thought processes, saying, you know, I'm going to get better. I'm going to will myself better, but I'm not getting better. You know, I'm not improving. I'm stating as a way of hoping that my message is one that resonates with people, is that empowering you is my job. Yeah. I want to innate, because that's the true healer. The true healers will not do it for you. The teachers will not do it for you. That way it isn't teaching. But they'll give you the tools you need so you can do it for yourself. And this is the only way out. There's only so many things that are absolutes in this world. And I have to make sure that whatever it is that is making me uncomfortable, afraid, angry, you know, somewhat anything that's dissatisfying me, it's something I don't understand. And if you're not satisfied, then it's a lie. So approach and move towards your fears with caution, and do that so that you can recognize at your own level of awareness what it is that makes you happy.
Fantastic way to wrap it up. Love it, Dr. Dean Lloyd. You take care, my friend, and we will talk to you again soon, and we'll see the rest of you next week here on Toward Anarchy.
OPEC Plus cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. The oil-producing nations of OPEC Plus announced that they are cutting oil outputs by 2 million barrels a day. Senator Joe Manchin said the move shows that the U.S. must emphasize American energy independence and security. Seems like I've heard that before. In response to the output cut, the Biden administration announced the release of 10 million more barrels from the nation's strategic petroleum reserves. Gee, that will cover the shortfall for a whole 5 days. Then what? Biden has already drained the reserves to their lowest point in decades. Biden created this problem by forcing his green agenda and is using the nation's strategic reserves as his party's campaign checkbook to attempt to bring gas prices down before next month's elections. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.